the white thing in our mouth that we used to chew with. The thing is that we have in our mouth that we use to chew with. You call them one tooth?
Two.
One tooth and yeah. Two. You got more than one.
That's right.
Two or three. One tooth or three. Say one tooth and three teeth, or three tooths?
Well, I'd have put it back, I said two.
Uh-huh.
Three tooths.
Uh-huh. And,
A teeth.
Teeth. Uh-huh. And, if you, the thing that you stand on are your two legs, right?
Legs.
Uh-huh. And the bone that you don't want to get kicked in because it hurts, the bone right here,
yeah.
You don't want to get kicked in that.
Knee bone.
And below the knee is,
leg. Ankles and feet.
Uh-huh. And the part above your knee is called the...
Above my knee.
Some people call that
Come on, Jim! Come on!
Hello? Good. You ever call that the thigh?
Get out of here, sir!
I don't believe he can hurt it.
Get over here.
He might, you're a friendly little... You're a friendly little guy. Yeah. Now you can't play with that.
Get out, sir! All right.
When men used to sit down and talk, they would get down like this. And, you might call it squat down.
Yeah.
You might say he got down on his, what would you call that?
Down on his knees?
Or if he didn't, if he just kind of squatted down, did you ever say he was down on his hunkers?
Yeah.
How do you say that?
He was down on his hunkers.
His hunkers?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure whether they said hunkers or honkers.
Honker.
Hunker sounds better.
Honker.
And after somebody has a wedding, the friends of the bride and groom like to tease them, play jokes on them, tease them, pranks.
Yeah.
And I wonder what you used to call that in the old days. You, after the wedding, you put them in a cart, put a cowbell on, and carry him around. What would you call that?
Have you gotten it there?
Serenade sound right?
Oh, yes. Serenade.
I see.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And,
What
did
that dog do?
Pardon me?
What did that dog do? I said, what did y'all...
Oh, I see. I'm trying to find...